Messages circulating online have cast a doubt on the halal status of the KFC franchise. The message indicates that Sanha, the halal certifying body, does not certify any of the KFC stores in the country as halal. I caught up with Sanha's Ibu Locker to understand what their stance is with regards to certifying KFC halal.
The KFC stores and the brand itself has never ever been certified by Sanha since Sanha's inception 21 years ago. KFC is a brand that has been in the country for a little longer than Sanha. I think it's been around from about 1970. Sanha has been around from 1996 or so. And they have 850 stores in the country, and not a single one of them is certified by Sanha.
Now, there's a lot of speculation around the supplier to KFC. I'm not at the stage, I'm unable to comment as to who their supplier is because I'm awaiting that information. But if you could perhaps explain to our listeners why Sanha hasn't approved them.
I'll give you an insight on their operation and as well as ours. Ma'am, the situation is that KFC, as you know, is a world brand. It has 20,000 stores internationally and 850 locally. It is obviously a product that is well-loved and well-known all over. They obviously, when they go into each country, they try and obviously satisfy their markets. And in South Africa, they see a big market. And indeed, they have Muslim customers. And they are aware that we're not a government body. There isn't a single halal body. There are several bodies. And they also have within their ranks, they have several, I don't have the numbers, franchises are owned by Muslim owners. Now, what KFC has done, they have, to our knowledge, over the years, because we do not certify them, they have over the years sourced products locally. And according to them, they claim to try and source halal poultry, and including in some cases from plants that we certify, such as rainbow and so on. Mm. But, you know, without us having access to that, we cannot say for sure. The big difference where this has come about, our stance in the last 20-odd years has not changed. When anybody has ever written, and we've got inquiries and letters going back right at the inception, when somebody asked us about KFC, we say it is not certified. Now, the reason we say it's not certified, one, you cannot declare anything haram or halal. That is Allah Ta'ala's job. That is a great sin without having any evidence. And if we do not have any evidence, we cannot openly say something is halal or haram. But we have also gone on record to say that when we say it's not certified, and we put this in writing, it does not mean haram. It means that we do not have access, we do not know the ingredients, do not know the process, do not have the supervision, do not have all the checks and balances to take that testimony, to give the shahada that this is halal. In the absence of that, we've taken it certified. And we've not gone out willfully and informed the public. But of late, Sister Najma, there were some queries that came on social media, and a local radio station contacted us to ask us about these allegations, because some stores were closed. It appears a shortage of stock. Some people claimed it was hearsay. We didn't believe that. They said that they have seen boxes of poultry without the rubber stamp from anybody, etc. So what is going on and what should they do? So we informed our constituency. We do not say KFC customers must abstain. We informed our constituency through our Masjid Times, which goes to the masajids,
right,
that, listen, be circumspect, leave out what is doubtful, but at the end of the day, the decision is yours. Leave out if you think it's doubtful, follow what is there for sure. Because we're not saying it's haram, we say we don't certify in the absence of the rumors. We further clarified these points to our constituencies that, look, because you've been asked, but there are other halal bodies, and obviously they are ulama, you cannot pass a judgment on elder ulamas, etc., and say they don't know what they're doing. So we say, if you follow a certain body and certain body tells you that the product is halal, then you must do so. But if you're following Sanha and you ask Sanha, and based on the fact that KFC themselves, the head office, has not certified with any halal body, they only allow downstream certification. In other words, if you own a KFC branch and you want to certify the halal, you have a choice to pick any halal body that is willing to certify you. But the head office itself is not certified by any organization, and we maintain at the end of the day, it's the head that counts. The franchisor, the head office is one that makes a decision, because as a franchisee, you cannot dictate the menu. You can't even dictate where you want to put up a sign, everything. And that's the success of these organizations. Alhamdulillah, that's why they're worldwide. They are consistent. They work with standards. But somehow in this country, they say, take our word for it. We buy everything halal. We're not buying imported. There are some certification bodies that certify some of the stores, and there are many Muslim franchises. So take our word, it is halal. So we say that's good for your customers, that's good for those people that follow the bodies. But as far as SANA is concerned, we say because we do not have info, we say it's not certified, be cautious.
Now, just to help us understand, you mentioned something about, you know, imported food. Is there any indication that KFC could be making use of imported ingredients or imported chicken, which is why SANA is not wanting to certify?
Well, ma'am, it's not a case of not wanting to certify. It's a bit of both. I mean, we've had in the early days individual branches asking us. We say if you look at all our franchise people that are certified, famous brands, you know, whether it's the Wimpy's or the Steers, we must start off with the head office. Mm. The head office is one, because that's where you get your declarations from properly, and they dictate what happens down the line. Now, chicken, and this is speculation, this is not evidence, I want to clear this fact. When we get asked these questions, people say to us, but there is a shortage of chicken. True, we had the avian flu, we've had companies which we've dealt with, even on Voice of Cape, closed down because of the chicken wars about AGOA, where, you know, we were flooded with chicken, so productions went down. So there is imported chickens coming in a big way. Whether KFC is using them, we can't say that because we do not have access to that. So in the absence of that, we are saying it's not certified by us because we do not know. But this is where I think the crux of the matter comes. And KFC says, we do not need to certify because we only source some halal sources. We do not source some imported product. And there are local bodies that certify those that want to be certified. How they certify, we don't know. But we know that if you don't certify the chain, it's suicidal. Really, it's in our opinion. It's impossible to control that. Sister Najma, you know, as a business, if you're not Muslim, you are profit-orientated, P-R-O-F-I-T, not P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Obviously, you want your services, what you can get at the best price, at the best thing, and what's good for the market. You see it purely as a marketing thing, not as a religious calling. So if you were a franchisee, not necessarily KFC, and you were trading in several provinces, in a certain province, if someone was a little bit more stronger, they seem to have a better following, and you can get certified by that, that's the choice you take. And that's what's basically happened. There are several bodies. There is, for example, there's Cape Body, ICSA, for example, certifies in different parts of the country. NJC certifies. Then there's one body that certifies only one organization. Then there's a breakaway of ICSA. And our thoughts are that, you know, you maintain such high standards, KFC. I mean, if you have a complaint, you know how quickly they react. The standards are so consistent. That's what makes the brand so loved, like a Coca-Cola, whether you buy it in Dubai or Durban or Buenos Aires, it's exactly the same. So why not on halal opt for the highest standards? But we are not saying it is halal. We are not saying. And, you know, even managing 30-odd stores, 50-odd stores, there are ways in which different organizations, and we have a right to differ, do their certification. Some organizations feel if they certify only the warehouse, let's say the two or three main warehouses, if they certify those, they do their checks and balances on those, and since the stores are obliged to buy from them, that's good enough. We say that's not good enough. We say if you certify, you must be right down to the store level. You can't rely on someone else to do your shahada and your certification for you.
Now, as I mentioned previously, the reason for this discussion was sparked by information that was circulating online. So just to clarify, Sanha does not certify any of the KFCs. And if any individual, you know, is following any of the other organizations...
Yes, let's you know, one we must, as Muslims, not, you know, we can be hard and fast about our rules, but we must also offer solutions. And we must not make things difficult and create doubts between people.
Hmm.
So to summarize what we are saying, Sanha has never ever certified KFC. Sanha is aware that there are other bodies that certify KFC, but not the head office. The head office is not certified by anybody in South Africa. There are stores that can choose to be certified by who wish they choose to be.
Hmm.
The products are allegedly purchased from halal slaughterhouses, and indeed some of them are even certified by us. So, you know, from that point of view, but we do not say it's haram, we are saying it's not certified by us, and therefore you as a Muslim, for your peace of mind, you must follow the body in which you have confidence in. If you follow a certain body and they rule that yes, it is perfectly okay, we certify it, so be it. But do not infringe my right to inform our people who mandate us to tell us what is haram, what is halal, what is doubtful. So we say, you asked us these questions, we do not know.
Tune in tomorrow when we share the statement by the MJC's Halal Trust around the halal status of KFC, and we share KFC statements around their halal status.